Mike Smith, Film Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Here's the deal. There are three people on the lines, and I have 9 minutes. So I'm going to ask each of you to tell me what you got to say in a minute, and I will give a response and go to the next one, okay? And I'll do it in order. Let's start with Mark of the Sack. Mark of the Sack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, for the whole Forever's Chemical thing, and for Fred Prynne and the other gentlemen and ladies on the DNR board that seem to think that that's okay, I think they should be served up with a healthy portion of Forever Chemicals water when they, you know, that's what they drink when they're at these board meetings. That a good healthy, you know, half gallon of it or a quart of it or a pint of it, they have to drink in front of witnesses there to show that those chemicals are just not all that bad, and it's okay to drink them. And like they're forcing people to do, you know, day in, day out, you know, bathe in this stuff and wash their clothes in those chemical laden waters, and just see how they like it. I mean, you know, that if they
you hit the nail on the head. I'll tell you why. Do you know that Forever Chemicals now are not only in Dane County, Milwaukee County, and Marinette County, they're in Rhinelander and Eau Claire and La Crosse. They're all around the state. It can't be in all that water and not get to everybody's water. These are carcinogens. They're called Forever Chemicals because they last forever. They've got to be banned, and that's the ultimate goal, and certainly reduced. And Fred Prynne and the Republicans and the Wisconsin manufacturers are trying to keep them in the water. Thanks a lot for calling in, Mark. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, let me get my thoughts straight here. First off, I'm going back to when Scott Walker came in and tried to destroy the DNR. I mean, he fired all sorts of important people. People were just, I mean, it was really bad. And then he had the deer czar come in. Remember that from Texas? A freaking right. Deer czar come in. And then, oh my God, last year's wolf hunt was an absolute disaster. They should not even have a wolf hunt this year. I am so mad at Republicans. They don't care about our state. I'm going full Betsy. It just pisses me off. And I hope you talk about this more often, because this is what really is just a disgrace for our state and all states around our country. We're ground right. zero. They think they can come in and rape and take all the mining, everything they've done, fracking, right. go on with it, selling our state land. Oh, I'm so mad. Thank you, Matt.
Well, Betsy, you know, why should out-of-state hunting groups be able to lobby the Republican Party to come in and shoot pregnant wolves? The experts say, do not have a hunt during the time where the females are pregnant. Are you crazy? I mean, what, you want to read? I mean, give me a break. And yet it was done. It was done by the Republican Party. We cannot have politics rule the DNR. The DNR has to be ruled by science. And the DNR has not been ruled by science. Next is Randy of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Hello, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to speak to the situation with wolves in this state. I'm not sure if you touched upon this earlier or not, but so far, the state of Wisconsin has given more than $900,000 as compensation to wolf hunters, and it doesn't matter. I use that term lightly. To even out of state and state wolf hunters for compensation for loss of hounds, while they knowingly place them in harm's way, it's kind of like a cottage industry for these knuckle draggers. And the last point I want to make about the wolf situation here is that wolves are opportunistic animals, and they will call the CWD population of the almighty 10-point buck, so to speak. So I'm not going to say any more. I'll just listen to your response. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Randy, and many people don't realize that. But if you're a wolf hunter and you use your dogs and the dog is injured or killed in the wolf hunt, you get money from the state. You know something? Why should you get money from the state? You know, what, am I a conservative all of a sudden? I must be. You know, I'm thinking that some of these expenditures are unnecessary. If you want to hunt wolves, great. You know, we have a wolf hunting season. It should be set by experts. Why should hundreds of thousands of dollars be paid to you for a dog that you recklessly use in some cases to pursue wolves, knowing what's going to happen. You don't care about your dogs? What's the matter with you? The point of the matter is that if you are going to hunt, you should do it on your own nickel. You should do it on your own nickel. Nobody buys your gear to go deer hunting, do they? They give you what, a subsidy to build a deer stand? I mean, give me a break. Why should you get money from the state? You buy a license, see? That's what you do, you buy a license. And you got to listen to the experts. I mean, you got to listen to the experts. If the experts say, we don't think there should be a wolf hunt during a certain season because of reproducing wolves, let them make that decision. Let them make that decision. These out-of-state hunting groups wanted to have a hunt in February. So what? So what? This is Wisconsin. But no, the Republican Party knuckled under them because they had Fred Prenn and the other people on the board. You cannot continue to let the Republican Party run the state when they lost the last election. You can't do it. They lost the last election. And yet with the lame duck legislation, they transferred powers to them, and some of them are the environmental powers. That is wrong. That is wrong because they are simply servile to the Wisconsin manufacturers. Now, the Wisconsin manufacturers are innately good people. They provide manufacturing jobs, but they're not scientists. They have a point of view, and they don't want to regulate forever chemicals. Forever chemicals are carcinogens. They're carcinogens. Thank you, Randy, for calling in. Going to Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
No wolves or clean water in Wisconsin. What the F is that, people? Better get on up. I mean, how can people sit and watch this happen? I've never seen the lake stay so pea green for an entire summer and into the fall. They're just not moving anywhere. It's coming. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't swim in the lake safely.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the thing is, where is the outrage? And I'm saying this again. Forever Chemicals right now are in Milwaukee County. Anywhere has an airport, by the way, because they were used in this foam that firefighters use to put out fires on landing aircraft, and they use it in training. Now, okay, you need that. What, we can't get scientists to come up with some other kind of compound other than a forever chemical? I think we can. Secondly, if you're going to use it in training, how about using it in training at a site that you line with rubber that curls up and that's sealed and doesn't get into the groundwater? But up in Marinette, that didn't happen. And so therefore, there are forever chemicals up there and leaching into Green Bay. That didn't happen in Milwaukee. It did not happen in Dane County at the airport. Therefore, you have forever chemicals in Dane County and in Milwaukee County and in La Crosse and in Eau Claire and in Rhinelander. Guess what? They all have airports. You see what I'm saying? So here's what's going on. I mean, here's what's going on. There's not no nice way to say it. If you let if you do not honor an election and let the losing party continue to run environmental policy and a lot of other policy, and a Supreme Court upholds that, what you have is all the reasons that party lost are ignored, and all of their bad policies persist. They survive. And one of them was their handling the environment. Scott Walker did, right, he savaged the DNR. He also got rid of wetlands protections, of state wetlands protections. He also permitted these deep wells, and I don't even want to go on and on. I'm getting tired of mentioning their names. Pizza Box, I leave it to you on your Saturday show. Coming to the end of the show, it was a great show. A lot of great call-ins. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram. That's a great show at 5 o'clock. Good evening programming, good weekend programming. My friend Pizza Box Mike, who just called in, is a great show on Saturdays at noon. Listen to Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.